said, I bet on the Americans, so I said, I'll take that bet.
Right, you know what? You're my new friend. Boop, boop. You're a Brit, but so is he. But he's less stereotypically British, except when he's not. I'm so torn! How will I ever choose my longtime friend Liam or my new best friend NPC number 7?
Longtime friend of 2 months.
That's a fairly long time.
After all we've been through together, after all the nights we've shared.
No, this is Brokeback Mountain now. Brokeback Rippers, why can't I quit you?
What?
Alright, you're ignoring my little, apparently the wounds to my head made me a little woozy and I said some things I didn't mean. Hmm? Biscuit.
What?
Are you being distracted by him too?
Who? Not, no.
You have the gay, don't you?
I don't even know what that is. That's a quite happy. Well, no, I'm not usually happy. I don't know. Sometimes I'm happy, I suppose.
No, that's
not.
Yeah. What do you talk about? We're British. We're never happy.
Yes, sir.
All right. I am focusing. What are you trying to say?
I don't think Jacques Pierre is human.
So what would he be? He's definitely not a wolf.
That's pretty inhuman. I'd say.
What? What?
Why am I the only one immune to his charm?
Because you got your ass handed by him.
I don't know, maybe it's because of the American thing.
How about this?
Americans are immune to the gay.
Really? Really?
How about this? I'll take over your post as a bouncer.
You can't do that.
Look,
you
I just
work here.
All right, then you take a short break and go talk to Jacques Pierre. You seem like you'd be better able to ignore his charms more so than our lady friends.
Yes, yes, that sounds like a great idea.
You as
I can resist his charms. Of course.
Kind of disappears.
Must be in the powder room.
I suppose it is almost break time. Would you mind, old chap?
Give me a persuasion.
Ryan, what I'd like you to do is
you
use that card.
You can give Mr. back.
Eight.
All right, sure, no problem.
I think you should use that card and get the information we need from this guy.
I'll talk to him first. Then I may or may not use the card.
Hello.
Hello, good sir. Is there anything I can get you?
Do you have any ice?
I suppose there's probably some ice back there.
I was...
Ah, yes, Americans hit hard,
I suggest you throw him out, he's...
Considering I haven't come back in through the doors, I don't think that's a problem.
I can't do anything when he leaves the doors. But
Coward he ran.
Like a coward he ran. It has been a total of 2 minutes since we fought. He is a coward for nursing his...
They will not come to me. Cowards.
You know, honestly, it doesn't have to make sense. I'm willing to accept that.
Yes, well, that was a good show, by the way. I was watching from the door.
Yeah. I recognize you from with the suit.
Oh, yes, yes.
May I say that looks very good on you.
Flatterer.
Thank you.
Plus one to my spirit check to avoid it because he has bad taste. So it's only a -3.
Thank you. That's very flattering.
Yes, quite.
Anyway, I'll see about that ice.
There you go.
Go to the barman, ask for an ice pack. Thank you. You are.
Yeah, he hands it to all the women, they put it on for him.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're doing it wrong.
Thank you. The service here is better now.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Let me get some ice to sweat up your bruises. Mm.
So what did you want to do?
Lish, what did you want to do? Like that.
You, pick these things up.
Oh, where do you pick them up from?
All over, actually.
Oh, so you're a traveler, then?
Oui.
More than just France, I assume. And England.
He begins speaking to you in German.
All I know is English.
He does a bit of Arabic.
Ah. Wow.
What's your smarts?
D8.
You should have 4 languages.
4?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What, did you up your intelligence?
No. Okay. It's always been an 8.
Actually, I think it's retroactive, too. Once you up your intelligence, mm-hmm. No?
It's not retroactive.
It's always been 8, though.
Yes, you should have 4 languages.
Oh. I don't know what there.
He has 3 other languages that he just kind of forgot.
Maybe when I'm talking to him, yeah.
There you go. That's where I specialize in. Arabic culture.
Oh, interesting. So I asked around about you. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. All over like...
Let's see. I heard you were meeting with a man named Powell or some such.
He seems very popular recently.
Oh. I just... he's a regular here too, so I... Perhaps you might have some connection?
No connection with that man. Well, he is not the first man I would have made a connection with if I did.
Oh, really?
I'm French, you know.
Is that a common thing over in France?
Oui, oui.
Oh.
Why, yes, I do have one of those.
Well, I'd also heard you had been speaking with his wife a bit.
Ah, yes. Elizabeth. Ah. Very attractive. Very cute. Yeah.
What? Does she do anything?
Well, stop.
She
just it. A wife? Put ice
housewife?
On it.
Sit.
She is a very neglected wife.
Well, one can't be blamed for such things. Yes. Making a spirit check to avoid Code of Honor getting angry.
Yeah.
Card has been spent.
Alright, so as of course he says, well, if you ever need anything, here's my flat.
Oh. Alright. I'll be sure to drop by. Mm.
Yes. And as of course you know, for example, he leans next to another girl and whispers into her ear. And at this point, you do actually see this elongates slightly.
I was right! For once!
This
right,
though.
You said there was Bradley Oil at the Ragged
Hat? Right.
Yeah. I'm going to grab a soda anyway, so I'll show you where it is.
Good.
Alright, hold on. Breaking for food. Okay.
Now that we're back from our small break.
Nom nom.
You're back from our noodles.
Yes, Ryan is slurping noodle. Ryan likes the noodle.
Mm. That's Liam, not Ryan.
Sure. We all know your marriage is a sham.
We all know Amanda's a man.
Yeah, well. We do know who wears the pants in that relationship.
Yeah. And every other piece of clothing I do.
You're saying I go around naked?
Yes, and she probably has a whip to keep you moving faster.
No, most guys would not mind going naked. If they could get away with it.
Dude, I'd go around naked if I could get away with it.
Anyways, too cold right now.
I like clothing.
Yeah. Yeah, when the wind blows. Anywho.
I didn't know that could be an innie.
What's the plan now?
Well, I'm tending to his wounds at the bar.
And you're following him around?
Yes.
You're working. Alright, well, I guess at this point, we will leave things up to you. When he leaves, she will follow him.
Okay. So, eventually nighttime rolls around, well, when it closes, which is at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's open for 5 hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
It works.
Opens at 10, goes to 3.
Makes sense for me.
It's a bar!
Yeah.
I love that kind of job.
It's a nice job. I paid bi-weekly.
Weekly.
I may keep it.
Well, I'll keep it for a little while at least, because I doubt it would look good if you said, alright, I've been here for a night. Thanks for the job.
I'm not sure he could.
I could try and get fired, but that would be against my code of honor.
Okay, well, we'll get you fired.
You see that he will indeed leave with another woman. Your stealth check is going to be called into... is now going to be rolled again, if you'll be so kind as to roll your stealth, because there's no longer a herd to hide behind.
Give
it a shot.
15.
Five.
Alright. He's like, excuse me.
Yes?
Why are you following me?
Yes?
You look very good.
Well, thank you, my dear.
It's not technically a lie.
Give me a persuasion.
did you explode again?
No.
Oh, okay. He did.
11. Oh, well. But would you like to come to my flat as well?
I'd
love
to.
Come, dear.
Did I say 3 or earlier?
1 hour's a little shorter.
Again, the random persuasion I have. Random persuasion power. Alright. You catch a carriage back, and of course, he's of course still spewing out his normal suave bullshit. And he'll get to this really... You think you wind up basically on the south side of London. Into basically this kind of series of pirate flats. Flat is basically the same thing as an apartment. Mm. And he goes up to about the 6th floor.
Why does he live in an apartment if he's really rich?
It's more like a condo.
Yeah, it's more like a condo.
It's also England.
Yeah.
Location, location, location.
Location! Alright, Ivan, go ahead and give me a spirit check. Just need a 4.
I am your willing slave.
4.
Now that we and the other girl face. He kind of looks deeply into your eyes and whispers sweet nothings to you. You of course kind of do the kind of blocking out. You notice psychic power. But when he does it to the other girl, she just kind of goes, uh-huh. Are you going to play along as though you've been charmed?
Yes.
Okay. When he opens up the flat, you can actually see that there are 3 or 4 women who are currently kind of lounging in a stupor. And they're kind of just kind of drifting. All 3 of them are, of course, incredibly young and attractive. And he kind of ushers you to it. You'll notice that on each of them, right around the wrist area, they've actually got a pair of bite marks. Mm-hmm. And he, of course, says, why don't you go wait in the kitchen? And he takes the other woman off into the bedroom area.
I go in the kitchen and look for random shit to steal.
We don't steal anything!
This place does have, like, you know, actual doormen and whatnot. Down at the...
bottom floor, and then you guys go up.
And I check to see the responsiveness of the thing.
There's nothing there. No one's home. He actually has silverware. His silverware is actually silver.
Sweet.
Picking a bit of everything.
Isn't that like werewolves?
There's a reason why it's called silverware. It's silver.
Hey, reverse. It's not like werewolves. These are the ancient werewolves and vampires.
Remember, there was the guy who did it. In that werewolf game with you and Jenny. Shankopotamus. Fantastically strange rolling.
Yes. I think he was like really friendly with Jenny, and he thought the werewolf was going to be like a soccer or something like that, some bad. And he turned into a werewolf, and so in hysteria, he stabbed him with a fork until the werewolf died. So he killed a werewolf with a fork.
Wow.
Me and Jenny were werewolves.
I rolled it. Instead of triggering the flight response, it triggered the fight response. And he went ballistic on it. The first round or so, the werewolf was completely stunned.
What the?
Okay, so you're now sitting in his house. You've got some of the swag. There are about four or five rooms actually branching off of the main living room area.
I investigate as best I can.
All right, so you're kind of sneaking around. There's a room. Let me go ahead and draw it out because you guys will probably eventually wind up here anyway.
I'll go there after work.
There are other doors, but I'm not worried about them. Main area itself is 15 feet.
Oh. Why are you following me? You look very good.
Okay.
Damn right I do.
That's believable.
This is kind of the kitchen dining room area. This is where you're standing.
And then he led her off into this direction. There's kind of like sofas. And this is where all the women are in general. And this is where you're just kind of like doop.
Check out this door.
Looks like kind of a personal study area. There's another door.
Anything interesting about his books or anything in there?
Go ahead and give me quick investigation. Notice check. No, investigation. Investigation.
I'm going to say that is a skill in this, right?
It's both the same thing for me. D4.
Hey, 13. You're kind of rifling around. You know exactly what to look for. You're used to stealing documents of all sorts.
I mean, I hope still was in the museum.
You know, you're sitting here kind of crawling. It looks like, you know, you eventually find his series of journals dating back to about 1462. When he was originally sired by a woman. And he does use that word, sired.
Does it?
It expands.
There's not really enough time for me actually.
Yeah, it's just it. You're just like 1462.
I would love to say, then she described how to kill him, but there's not enough time. Mm-hmm. I took the other door.
Isn't that the one he went through?
No, he went through this one.
In here, this is obviously some sort of closet. Chained to the floor in a chair, you can see a very unconscious, battered, bruised, drained, paled, starved, and in many other ways abused and neglected young man, late teens, early 20s.
It's hard to tell who he is at this point.
What was the age of the guy at?
19.
So, probably around this guy?
Yes, but you can't tell anything from the facial features.
Is he conscious?
No. No. And there's no lock. It looks like he is chained to the floor with no locks.
I peek into this door before heading out. I make sure I turn everything back the way it was, besides the Sephora beam mixing.
Big bathtub. Looks like it's used for multiple purposes.
General bathroom.
Hey, I picked the right door. I head out.
Alright. So rolling around 5 or 6 in the morning is actually when you get home to the lodge.
That dude? Not good dude.
Yeah, basically they gave you like a piece of cold steak to slap on your face. And then it's like, you got your ass kicked by a Frenchman.
That Frenchman was not normal.
I'd like to see you take him on.
He wasn't normal? How so?
He has a journal dating in the 15th century. In his study, he has a man chained down into a closet, and he has about 8 women dazed in his living room.
You know how to pick them.
Oh, he has nice footwork. Would you like a fork?
What? Put that back. That's his.
Oh, is it? It's mine. It's my bag.
So no, you wouldn't honestly assault her for stealing something.
Just keep forks in your bag.
Yes, I keep guns.
How long
presses.
Have you known you? Yes, yes, she just keeps forks in her bag. Have you ever looked in her bag?
It's moldy.
Can I look at that? I'm curious.
No. My bag.
I caught a sword though.
This
fairy.
Is a rather nice fork though.
I do get in there.
So you has a thing for fine silverware.
Right.
I assume.
And where did you buy these?
Andre.
Really?
That's where I got my eyes.
Give me persuade. Give me a notice point.
Nine.
The foundry.
I'm confiscating all these.
You want to get stabbed?
We will be returning them.
Do you want to get stabbed?
No.
Put them back.
No. We'll return them together.
I poke them with my knife.
Slap it away with my cane.
With one. Now you can get plenty more silverware.
Who done this life and limb for the damn silverware? I damn well earned the damn silverware.
Look, we all know...
I'm going to die for the silverware.
Look, we all know you want to become the equal of the great spoon thief, but...
I got so bored in Morrowind that I was like a level 35 Khajiit thief. I break into his house, look around, realize there's nothing worth my time, and take their spoon.
And you left the
and their boots, and then just left.
Was this the game where it was actually worthwhile to sell that kind of crap?
No.
By the time I had hit level 35, I'd open up a random crate and there'd be 8,000 gold sitting in there. I'm like... This is the game where I walked into Balmoris, level 1, opened up a crate and found a flaming short sword. I was like...
This was just in the crate, lying around, huh?
I look over at the guard. Am I stealing anything? What?
All right.
Start over the other crate. Hey, look, a healing ring. Magic armor. What the hell?
Is it really this high fantasy? Like, really?
Oh man, I found another +1 short sword. I just threw it in the trash.
Dude, I saw it in crates outside.
At this point, that's kind of what our characters in D&D are like. Look, it's another +1 keen greatsword.
The +1 ring mail
have plus one rings.
Yeah. Alright, so what's the plan?
We need to figure out what this guy is.
Did you happen to take his journal?
Well, I saw he had fangs. That seems pertinent.
Did I take the journal?
You're a kleptomaniac. Yes, you took the journal.
Yes, I apparently did.
I began paging through his journal.
Well, it's in French. Now that I think about it.
Hell, I probably know French.
What?
You seem to understand what he was saying.
I'm a good listener.
Do you speak French, madame?
I will write down my languages.
Gesundheit.
No, I'm not
sure.
Irish,
oui. German,
yes.
And French.
Gesundheit. You should really get that sneeze looked at.
It'd be French, English, Gaelic. It's not Irish.
I'm American.
Yes, yes, you are, Ivan.
I speak English, Spanish, and German because, well, I'm sorry, I speak Mexican.
I was about to say.
I took French, English, Gaelic, and Russian.
All right.
I like how none of us really have languages that overlap. So that's how we can communicate with one another.
We now have French.
French now.
No, we do. We have English.
That doesn't really count when everyone else speaks English, too.
Well, if we go to France, everyone speaks French.
No, this is a bad 1980s action movie.
Everyone speaks English.
Remember, women in space speak English.
No, they're speaking basic.
Well, I honestly don't think we are prepared to go after this man, even though the sooner the better. But it is very late, we're all tired.
There's a man
You're beaten and bruised.
There's a man chained down to four.
That sounds like our man.
No, he's alive.
That's what I'm saying, that sounds like our man.
And I am saying that we are in no fit condition to deal with it.
Actually, it's been a couple hours. They're just bruises.
I was tending to him.
As much as I'd like to wait, if this is our guy, and Yu's description is correct, we don't know how much longer he has.
I'd like to think of him using his fangs on something.
Is it true that vampires, or whatever he is, that's the only thing that comes to mind with fangs, besides wolves?
It could be a werewolf. I don't know.
How do you deal with a vampire? Travis, how do you deal with a vampire? You have like two more weeks of more experience than us.
I want to try a clove of garlic.
Like what? Rare it or?
Yeah, just for a clove of garlic.
I look for garlic.
There's. At 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, there's no one open.
There's none in our right. stores at the place.
I can't roll like a common knowledge
to. Do these things sleep during the day? Because I hear the night creatures.
Oh. Probably. You see any windows there?
As in? No.
Well, might be asleep.
We could check our chances then.
Why not? How long do you want us to wait before we send in someone?
Give us
a day.
No. Why don't you guys come along, wait outside.
Also, he has some form of control. He can control people.
Mm-mm. Well, how far away is this house of his?
South End. It's a ways.
Well, I'd kind of like you guys outside for reinforcements, but...
Okay. We need something watchable to watch.
Yeah, true.
Well, we're going to have a few of them.
Who else is going to watch the spiders?
We're going to have a few of them in the general area.
Yeah,
that way they can quickly come to our aid.
If we're not out maybe in 15, 20 minutes.
How big was the lease?
Not that big.
Nightmare.